Higher, it's under the lights. I'm Josh Sexton. Liverpool are set to face Porto in the second to last Champions League group stage game tomorrow night at Anfield. And joining me to look ahead to that are Grace Maley, Paddy Fitzsimons and Andy Heaton. I want to react to a few of the quotes from Jurgen Klopp's press conference. Most people listening to this will know I usually do a press conference reaction show, the team talk, on our Tall Play subscription service. So we're going to do a little bit of that. And there's a few interesting things that Klopp said in his press conference earlier today anyway that we can be talking about. Grace, I'll come to you first. I'll read out the quote first that he said. He said, "We know our opponent will be motivated on the highest level. We won there at Porto in a way they didn't like, for sure. And if Porto win tomorrow night, they can set up a final against Atletico. I really hope everybody at Anfield is at their best." I think that end bit for me has been the key. I've not been sort of overly impressed with a lot of the home atmospheres in the league games this season, but I think of the two Champions League games we've had at Anfield so far, we've seen that atmosphere getting back to its best and motivating the team on to get two big results as well.
I think that's what you've massively noticed this season, especially in the Prem, that like the atmosphere at Anfield, having that crowd behind us and that push, it really does give us a 12th man. Obviously, it's not a must win. However, I feel like Klopp will still want to go out and win because he's got the capacity to, and he always says like it's about winning each game and we've got to win. So I think he'll, even though he probably won't play his strongest starting 11, I think he will still play a few key players that we see in our starting 11, because I feel like he's still trying to prove to people, isn't he, that like we're not to be messed with in this competition. Like we might be through, but we still want to prove ourselves. And for that, I think he'll still play quite a strong side, even though it's not a must-win game.
Yeah, do you think the dead rubber aspect, I'll come back to this, do you think the dead rubber aspect of it will motivate fans at all? Do you think it would make us sort of rest on our laurels, or do you think we'll go in just thinking, like, we've won the group now, we can just have a party?
I think that's what we need to think. Like, I know a lot of people have said, like, there's still Spurs going for tomorrow, and I've not heard that for a very long time when it comes to Champions League fixtures. But obviously, it's an opportunity for those who sometimes don't go to the match to maybe get a look in. Like, think about how hard it is to get a ticket for a Champions League game to then be able to go. I know we're already through, so it's not as competitive as what you'd like.